name is Ketsia Aurelian, KETSIA Aurelian. I'm in respect to share. This dictation is for Ralph H. Holstein, RALPH, middle initial H, last name HOLSTEIN. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. The CKD has remained stable with BUN of 32 from 39, creatinine of 2.7 from 2.7, and AGFR of 25 from 26. There is evidence of improving selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 590 milligrams from 1,150 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,025 milligrams from 2,065 milligrams. This improvement is likely related to his intake of Farxiga. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and he denies any urinary symptoms. This CKD is likely related to the loss of renal mass in a patient with a single with a patient with a single left kidney. However, nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and obesity also play a role. He also has a cardiorenal syndrome, cardiorenal component to it due to his history of coronary artery disease. He is euvolemic and denies any complaints. He does report paying a costly price for the Farxiga and recommended ordering another drug within its class for management of the proteinuria, cardiovascular protection, and diabetes. We will send an order of the Jardiance, 25 milligrams, one tablet daily, to the pharmacy instead. Number two, proteinuria as per number one. It is improving, however, it could be better. We will start him on Jardiance 25 milligrams as per his request, since the Farxiga is too costly. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. His A1C is 7.8% from 6.9%. This is related to dietary indiscretion. We emphasize the importance of maintaining a controlled glycemic management to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys as well as the overall health. The patient states he he will continue with the recommended diabetic diet. Period. We're hoping with the increased dose of SGLT2, Karma Jardiance 25 milligrams instead of Farxiga 10 milligrams. There may be an improvement. Period. We will repeat an A1C for the next visit. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained stable with blood pressure of 142 over 84. The patient says he has not taken his medications today, and states his blood pressure readings at home are usually much better. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Hyperlipidemia. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Single left kidney due to right nephrectomy, secondary to renal cell carcinoma. Next line, coronary artery disease status post PCI with drug-eluting stent placement. He follows up with his cardiologist on a regular basis. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5 from 4.5. This could be related to the elevated A1C. We recommend a low potassium diet, and we will continue to monitor the serum potassium. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.3. We recommended a low purine diet and provided him with written information on the recommended restrictions. Period. We also recommend, we also emphasize the importance of maintaining a low uric acid level of 6 or less to prevent crystallization, prevent uric acid crystallization, which can cause kidney stones, gouty, arthritis, cardiovascular events, or other complications. Period. The patient verbalizes understanding. Next line, obesity. With a BMI of 29.2, he weighs 203 pounds and has lost 5 pounds since the last visit. Period. This could be related to the SGLT2, which he is currently taking. Period. Next line. The most recent renal ultrasound dated 9/8/22 was unremarkable. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency, which has resolved, continue with the D3 supplementation. Next line, history of malignant renal cell carcinoma of the right kidney, status post right radical nephrectomy. Next line, we will reevaluate this case and 4 months with laboratory workup. However, we advise the patient to contact the office if he experiences any flank pain, hematuria, groin pain, or any other complaints. End.